AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. In an end-of-the-year economic review interview with 60 Minutes, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen expects an improved inflation picture in 2023 and without a recession, barring something unexpected, she says. Speaking of administration economic policy, she tells our Nora O'Donnell.
I try to make sure that everybody remembers we're implementing programs that affect people's lives, and we need to do it with a sense of compassion and urgency.
Back from its 3.5-week trip around the moon, the unmanned Orion space capsule had a picture-perfect landing in the waters of the Pacific off the Mexican coast.
Mission manager Mike Serafin says it was a perfect ending to a perfect flight.
And I don't think any one of us could have imagined the mission this successful, but we had a very successful flight test.
And even though engineers have to pour through the data from Artemis 1, NASA's already looking ahead to the next mission. The agency's Jim Free says much of the Artemis 2 hardware is already at the Cape.
That vehicle is a reality, and ironically, so are the next missions all the way out through Artemis 5.
The next flight could send humans around the moon in 2024. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
34 years after the Pan Am Flight 103 bombing that took 270 lives, most of them American, the man accused of making the bomb is now in U.S. custody, will be facing federal charges. Kara Weeps is a spokeswoman for the families of the victims, says she is overwhelmed.
To know now that there is going to be a trial through our legal system, it is something that we have been fighting for over 3 decades.
On the Health Watch, it is being called a triple-demic, a surge in flu and COVID strains in the U.S., putting extra pressure on already overwhelmed hospitals. Some advice about what we can do about it, CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
Over the last 3 years, we've been masked and we've been exposed to no viruses. And so because of that, it is a very bad flu season, as well as RSV, especially in children and the elderly. So going forward, we have to protect ourselves. That is the flu vaccine, and there will be an RSV vaccine announced in the next several months.
Overseas in the fallout from Russia's war in Ukraine.
As the year draws close to an end, Finland and Sweden still await admission to NATO. 28 members out of 30 have given the countries a thumbs up. Hungary plans to grant approval next year, but Turkey remains on the fence. Secretary of State Antony Blinken again said last week he's confident the two countries will eventually be admitted. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Rovaniemi, Finland.
And also overseas, Iran is reporting a second execution in connection with those nationwide protests challenging the country's theocracy. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, December 12th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the courthouse. The Joint Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. The Citizens Groundwater Group will meet at 2 p.m. at the River Block Building, and the North Central Community Action Program Incorporated Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 p.m. by teleconference. The Stevens Point Joint Review Board will meet at 3 p.m. in the City Conference Room. The Transportation Commission meeting will take place at 4:45 at Central Transportation. The Portage County Personnel Committee will meet at 6 p.m. The Public Policy and General Government meeting will happen at 6 p.m., followed by the Finance Committee Agenda meeting at 6:10, and the Board of Public Works meeting at 6:35 p.m. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet from 2 to 4 p.m., and the Health and Human Services meeting will take place from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 27 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 28. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
You're here to make a significant announcement.
I've registered as an Arizona independent. I know some people might be a little bit surprised by this, but actually, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, a growing number of Arizonans and people like me just don't feel like we fit neatly into one party's box or the other. And so, like many across the state and the nation, I've decided to leave that partisan process and really just focus on the work that I think matters to Arizona and to our country, which is solving problems and getting things done.
You know why? You know why, Chris?
Why?
Because she's quirky and eccentric.
A maverick.
She's a maverick. Pew, pew, pew. Look at me. Look at me. I'm holding myself hostage. Isn't that like that scene in...
What scene
She's
what?
Holding herself hostage.
What scene are you talking about?
What am I thinking of?
I have no
idea. It's a Mel Brooks movie. What am I thinking? Come on.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
So
holding a gun to your own head. You know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
The sheriff and...
Oh, Blazing Saddles?
Yes, yes, yes. That's it. Everyone was screaming
like
that at their radio.
Yeah.
Just now. Oh, my God. I just said, just load the shut up cannon.
Oh, bitch. Please. Take your line of bull down to the corner market and sell it there. Because this five and dime isn't buying your line today.
And?
Shut the up. Shut all the way the up until you reach the top of shut mountain where there are no more ups to shut.
I'm glad I got some backup on Twitter already this morning. Rick says, good morning, heathens. Thank you again, Georgia. We've all had a significant other like Kyrsten Sinema, haven't we? Yes. Is it just me? Quirky, blonde, bisexual, eccentric, exciting, crazy. And what did I say, Chris? What did I say? She's not going to caucus with Republicans, so this is just a total look at me move. Look at me. Look at me. Attention whore, attention whore. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were saying if Warnock had lost, would she have done this? Probably not.
Probably not.
She would have found another way to
because
get attention.
Because she would have maintained her power, the power that she has. But because...
Oh,
but
my God.
Because... The other guy in Georgia won. Because he won.
Right.
Her power was diminished, so she had to find a way to get some more power again.
Right. That,
it's all about power with her and maintaining the office.
Well, again, she won't caucus with Republicans and suggested she intends to vote the same way she's always voted, which is with Democrats. So that there's no... This is just...
Warnock. That's who it was.
Thank you. Okay. Sinema's move means Joe Manchin will hold on to some, but not all of his outside influence in the Democratic caucus. Oh, thanks for that lovely parting gift as well. Giving Joe Manchin back a little more of his look at meanness. Oh my God, what did we turn out at this rate in all over the country and in Georgia to make Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema irrelevant? And she was like, no.
I'm not going to be irrelevant.
I will not be ignored.
Oh, I think she'll be irrelevant now.
Oh, my God. Chris has suggested we do a remote from the Christown Mall in the Fashion Bug.
The Fashion
her
Bug.
Her next stop.
At Christown Mall in
yeah,
at,
her
at
next stop as 16th, manager.
At 16th Avenue and Bethany Home in Phoenix.
Yes, USA Singers tweets, Kyrsten Sinema switched from Democrat to an independent because she can't decide if she wants to help give equal rights to women or Nazis. And so we were deciding a soundbite to play over the top. I was like, oh, because we can we celebrate Britney being free or marriage equality for a second? No, we can't because look at me! Look at me! Oh, I'm so quirky and erratic. You never know what I'm going to do next. Can't celebrate gay rights or a gay woman being home with her wife for Christmas because look at me! I'm a quirky bisexual.
That being said,
sorry,
Brittany Griner is in the arms of her wife.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And that's the story I wish to focus on this morning. That's why I'm wearing my Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Oh, and this was a nice tweet. Beguiler tweets, Mama, congrats on your new girlfriend. I hope it goes better than your last relationship as Mrs. Senator Stephanie Sinema.
Yeah, we need to talk
that
about
was
that.
Was just fun to say, Mrs. Senator Stephanie Sinema.
It was never
that was fun.
Fun
to say.
It was
as before
fun.
I knew she was, you know,
was like, a quirky
maverick. Like all my relationships. That's before I knew she was.
What is it about you that attracts the
as my
quirky?
Friend Rob used to say, above. Crazy blonde bisexual ex. I thought she was just crazy cake with normal icing. I didn't know she was crazy cake with crazy icing. Yeah, we discovered that together.
What is it about you that attracts that sort of person?
Ooh, no, my girlfriend now is fantastic and amazing
that.
And sane. I have moved on.
Maybe,
I am making better choices,
Chris. Did you
fix
something?
Better, yes, I fixed something deep within myself.
Okay.
You've been corrected.
I don't attract crazy anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, and also, point of order, I've never met Kyrsten Sinema. She has no idea who I am. So
I'm sure she's been told that there's this crazy.
Okay,
there's a restraining order against you.
I am getting more expeditious in my blowing up my relationships in that I never met her before it turned into a disaster. Okay, do I have to listen? We might as well get it out of the way. Let's listen to more of her stupid, eccentric blather.
But that's 51-49. What you're doing today doesn't change that. It's still basically going to be 51-49.
Mm. Well, I know you have to ask that question, Jake, but that's kind of a DC thing to worry about. What I'm really focused on is just making sure that I'm doing what I think comports with my values and the values of Arizonans. So when I come to work each day, it'll be the same. I'm going to still come to work and hopefully serve on the same committees I've been serving on and continue to work well with my colleagues of both political parties.
Oh, really?
And I'm not really spending much time worrying about what the mechanics look like for Washington, D.C. And to be honest, Jake, I don't think anyone in Arizona is caring about that either.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they care. Pretty much everyone hates you at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think people are going to take your fashion advice at Christown Mall at the Fashion Bug at this point.
If she says you look cute in a top, you'll buy the other one.
Is it me? Is it just, is it someone, is she's irritating to you? She's to me just like someone sticking some little, like a twig in the corner of your eye, something.
See, it's a very specific thing. It's like season 5 Beverly Hills 90210
right.
When Kelly Taylor says, I choose me. That's what
that's
what she just did. She's Kelly Taylor, I choose me.
I'm going to talk in this very baby girl voice because I'm.
Very specific
I'm sorry,
reference.
What else did she say in that? I'm sorry. You know what? I need to get a dog again quickly because my eyes have rolled entirely back in my head. Can you see them? Because I can't see. Okay, one more.
They're going to call you every name in the book after this comes out. They're going to call you a traitor. They're going to call you an ingrate.
Yes.
What are you going to say?
What?
Well, I think I'll do what I always do, Jake, which is keep doing the work that I know is important for my state.
Shut up.
You know, I just...
In the short term,
not worried.
I'm...
Oh, you self-important attention whore.
Yeah.
Just shut up!
Oh, you missed the end of it, though.
There's got to be more in the shut up canon.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Thank you.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I'm sorry, what did I miss at the end? Sorry.
She said, I'm just not worried about people who might not like this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She went all about her.
Yes. Oh, you have okay. to. Uh-oh, something's.
There's a thing with a thing.
Technical times.
You just keep talking.
All right, let's go to Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue. Oh, Sue, how do you do?
Oh, good morning.
Yes, hi.
Kudos, huge kudos to Chris.
Chris, your tweet went viral. It's all over Raw Story.
Oh, and fantastic.
It's being retweeted because you nailed her. You're a former Arizona voter. You know exactly who she is. You said it fabulously. And I am literally tweeting it out on all my social platforms.
Hold on. Chris is dealing with technical times on the phone. Can you read the tweet? Do you have it in front of you, or we'll find it?
I do. Hold on. Give me a second.
Yes, I retweeted Chris as well.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just opening it. Open
okay. Link. All right. Okay. We'll wait here.
I got it. Yeah. Okay. Sinema is blatantly power hungry. When I lived in Tempe, she ran as a Green.
Yep.
Now she wants to convince Arizonans and the rest of the country that she's a quirky maverick. She is none of that. Her vacillation shows that Senator Sinema has no core values.
Yep, exactly.
And just on his own thread, he has over 300 likes.
Yeah.
And it's all over from Raw Story.
Yeah.
So yay,
yeah.
Chris.
Yay, Chris. Well, she was a Nader anti-war Green Party. She has absolutely no core values. Chris is right. And also dealing with something awful that must be happening because he's talking to Commissioner Gordon on the bat phone.
In a very, very low voice, in hushed tones.
Yeah, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy, as you know. When you're talking in these kind of tones, it can't be good.
It's cancer.
Stop it. Don't diagnose it. We don't know yet. We're just listening. Okay.
Stephanie, the board has cancer.
No, it does not. It does not. Listen, you know what? I'm not going to let her steal our joy this morning. Why? Because, hold please. Several fantastic stories. DOJ asked judge to hold Trump's office in contempt over the classified documents. Sources say four more Trump associates will get criminal files.
Yeah.
It looks like Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Jeffrey Clark, Rudy Giuliani. DOJ has gained access to all of the Trump documents as the special master officially was.
I mean,
ixnayed.
Yesterday was not a good day, and Trump reacted to that this morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm saving that for Glenn Kirshner. did I mention we have a big full Friday show?
Oh, yes, we do.
Glenn Kirshner, yeah. Ali Velshi, John Fugelsang, and of course, Frangela. Chris can't play a statement.
Well, hang on a second.
But it is a statement from the office of the 45th Bassinet. Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, what do you think could have set him off this week? You can't. You don't know. Don't touch that. Chris is looking at you with alarm. Yes, Trump kicked off this morning by lashing out at the DOJ over government documents the FBI was compelled to confiscate from Mar-a-Lago. Which has led to an investigation over obstruction of justice and possible violations of the Espionage Act, in case you were losing track of which criming.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Chris. Welcome back.
Hi.
Okay, here is the statement from the office of the Fourth. If you want. Okay. Wow.
Now I know where it's at.
it's a series of troughs. Oh, it's all caps.
All caps.
Wow. Okay. What's going on with the FBI and Justice, quote-unquote, department? They seem to be totally out of control. There is right now a weaponization of the justice, the likes of which our country has never seen before. The Twitter and Facebook scandal has already proven to be, with the possible exception of spying on my campaign, the most sinister act in the history. Even the rhinos in the week are openly admitting the 2020 election was rigged, but in a darker way than ever thought possible. So many lives destroyed. Wow, he's really, baby, super colicky this morning.
He got the feels.
Wow. Was that? Then he went on to, okay. Has Kirsten Sinema started dating Elon Musk yet? What's happening?
Oh, what, God.
She hasn't gotten enough attention, has she?
Isn't she in a relationship with a dude?
Oh, who knows?
I don't care.
Stop paying attention. Bisexual thing is probably bull, too. She can't take a stand on anything. Okay.
All right.
All right. Congratulations, Chris. We were celebrating your Twitter rock stardom while you were staunching the show bleeding.
Raw Story picked up my tweet.
Yes.
Yes. That's what Sue
you
said.
You missed your own publicity.
What tweet? I sent out a couple of tweets this morning.
Well, you got publicity for talking about the publicity whore.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Sorry to break that news to you. You were just like 3 feet away, but
well,
there you go. Congratulations.
We were having some times.
Is everything fine now?
According to Denver, yes.
Okay.
So that's
right.
Good.
Oh, people, a lot of questions, Travis. Dingus tweeted, watching your show today, when did you start using a Kerry Lake washout filter on your show? It's just a camera broke, so we just have to use the computer. So,
yeah.
But if it's a Kerry Lake filter, then
you look fabulous.
All fantastic. And that's good news for me.
Look at yourself over there. So you can see yourself right there.
Yeah, actually, you look great.
Oh, good. Let's forget the broken camera.
That soft focus is doing wonders.
Fantastic. Hi, I'm Carrie Lake. Okay.
Please don't say that ever again.
I'm just another dumb Arizona bitch.
Well,
just kidding. I mean, oh, golly. Come on, kids.
Well,
Let's celebrate Britney being free and marriage equality.
Yes.
And Britney
love
Griner
Trump's hate.
Played for the Phoenix Mercury.
There you go.
So love another Trump's Arizona
hate.
Connection.
Love Trump's hate. We're not paying attention to you, Miss Look Over There. 20 minutes
you say
after.
You spent a whole segment on her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. Open the show
I'm
with
not
her.
As I'm not as
her.
Obsessive as I used to be. At least it's only one segment and not years. Okay, 20 minutes after the hour.
Ask
this
us again at 8 o'clock.
This portion of the show brought to you by my Bombas socks.
Boing, boing, boing,
I am running. You know, they're my running socks today because I'm running away from my past of dating quirky blonde bisexual lunatics.
Mm-hmm. Just blonde?
It's the whole reason, you know, we have a security system.
Uh-huh.
Not important now.
Just blonde?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bombas makes it easy to buy for everyone on your list. Well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Did I dip my foot back in that lake a tiny bit? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Bombas luxuriously smooth shirts are made from premium fabrics like merino wool, Pima cotton. They are so soft. They are so well constructed. I've never had socks like these. Pillow-like tabs. No seams. Arch support. Stay up technology.
That's a lot in one sock.
You don't understand the... You know what? My sock falling down when I hike or run... You know what I say every time it happens?
What?
I'm like, oh, cinema. It's just an irritant. Any irritant in your life, that's a cinema.
Uh-huh.
When your sock falls down, you got to stop, take your sneaker off, pull it back up.
Ugh. Ugh. What a nightmare.
Cinema. The gift of better basics never felt so good. This holiday season, give the goods that do a whole lot of good. For every pair you buy, they give a pair to someone in need. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at checkout. bombas.com/Stephanie.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping. Always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout,
Miller,
and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts.
That's Miller. Again, Miller.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. All right.
So that last segment was about me, and
yes,
I missed it.
And you missed it. All right.
God.
Yes, I guess SiriusXM is having some tech issues. You can listen on a bunch of other...
Yeah, on Progressive Voices Channel or on WCPT on TuneIn, or you can go to freespeech.org and listen and watch there. And
the SiriusXM elves are repairing it.
They are. They're on it.
They're on it. We'll get it fixed in a minute. We are not yesterday's show. We are like the Who's in Whoville. We are here. We are live all this week and next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and indeed, Yahoo Dory. That's my point. Okay, Chris. Now that you're back.
Okay. Hi.
Chris isn't here, man.
I'm a radio executive.
Oh, were you identified as a radio executive
in Raw Story?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, you are, in fact, general manager of the Stephanie Miller Show International and Sons Incorporated.
I'm just here to wear tight shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Travis Bone, executive producer. Just so everyone knows, with fancy titles.
Travis is the one with executive in his title.
Yeah, well, you are general manager of Stephanie Miller and technical
that's
director,
fancy.
And I don't know whatever. What else do you want? I'm giving everything out for Christmas. What do you need in lieu of money?
Master of cheese.
Yes.
master.
And axe throwing.
Cheese master and major. Right. Just chief axe thrower of the Stephanie Miller Show. And horrible, horrible contestant on Guess the Quote.
Hey, I try.
Who said, there is no greater success than for a wrongful detainee to be freed and for them to go home? The Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Greiner home and to make the deal that was possible rather than waiting for one that wasn't going to. Who said that?
Lippy the Lion and Hardy Har Har.
No, that would be the family of Paul Whelan. So shut your stupid pie holes, you un-American holes.
Oh. Wow, a lot of holes in that.
Well, there's a lot of holes on the right.
Okay. Even Trump was complaining about it.
Oh, God.
And he also...
Oh, Mr. Art of the Deal. By the way, why didn't you get Paul Whelan home for 2 years?
2 years.
The Art of the Deal! Putin's so scared of me. He would never have gone into Ukraine. Really? Why couldn't you get Paul Whelan back then? Oh, my God. First of all, they made it a completely separate deal. First of all, he's not a spy, and we don't have a Russian spy in our custody
Correct.
To trade. So it was a completely, right now, a completely impossible deal.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask for the app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids will return to indoor graduation ceremonies, hosting their mid-year commencement ceremony on Saturday, December 10th. Mid-State will highlight their protective and human services program at the ceremony with the keynote address from Rick Anderson, Mid-State's 2022 Distinguished Alumnus and Associate Dean of Protective and Human Services. In-person attendance is reserved for ticket holders. This ceremony will be live-streamed on mstc.edu/graduation starting at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. The Roadway Inn & Suites in Stevens Point has experienced a setback in their renovation plans due to flooding from burst pipes. City officials say a window was left open, which allowed the pipes to freeze. The hotel has experienced issues over the past few years and are working on fixing the problems identified. Even with this delay, the city is confident the hotel will be up and running again in 2023. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows level off around 27 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 28. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Representative Zoe Loughlin. Very exciting. Criminal. Oh, I love the smell of criminal referrals in the morning, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And new news this morning on that front.
Yeah. What?
And some new news.
You know, it seems like you should get me. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney
Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Glenn
Steph.
Kirshner. First of all, I just have to get your take on, what is he, trothed? He has trothed. Trump has trothed this morning. Under the Presidential Records Act and the very well-established Clinton Sox case, the raid of Mar-a-Lago by the FBI and the taking of documents and many other items was illegal, in all caps, Glenn. So, you know, everything should be returned at once. How's that work when you're a prosecutor? Do you just...
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That doesn't actually constitute an appeal of the 11th Circuit ruling just throwing out the special master. So go ahead and, you know, Truth Social away. You know, it means nothing.
I don't know. Does anyone demand to get, like, their drugs back the minute they... Just like, and also, could I have the stuff back?
Yeah.
Talk to us about big deal or not. The DOJ are asking the federal judge to hold Trump's office in contempt of court following the discovery of new classified documents stashed at Trump's property, despite his legal team's assurances that they had already handed over all the material. What do you make of this latest? Wait, there's even more.
Right.
We didn't tell you.
You know, this is really curious and perhaps unprecedented. I'm not celebrating it. Look, Donald Trump has held us in contempt for 6 years. It's nice to hear that he and his team might be held in contempt. But, you know, this is really, to use a legal term, a funky procedure going on with Chief Judge Beryl Howell overseeing whatever in the world she is overseeing. It almost feels like another version of a special master arrangement. That's not a criticism of Chief Judge Beryl Howell. I think she's terrific. But I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. What I do know is it doesn't seem to be all that effective to have some judge intervene and try to put, you know, fixes in place for what we all know is broken. What we all know is broken is that Trump and his defense team are corrupt, don't care about actually divulging themselves of all of these documents. And there's a way to remedy all this. It's with indictments for the crimes that we know Trump has committed.
Yeah. Well, you tweeted that. You said more stolen classified documents found at Trump's property. The worst part, they were found by Trump's legal team. Is it the same legal team that previously certified they've returned all the documents Trump stole from the feds? I was trying to, you know, make heads or tails of this. Of what, you know, is it his attorneys throwing him under the bus because they don't want to get charged like the last attorneys that were obstructing?
You know, you can't make heads or tails of it because this is not a normal criminal justice thing. This is not the way we go about doing business, pulling judges into what kind of mediate disputes between prosecutors and, you know, targets of a criminal investigation. None of this makes any sense. But I do feel like it's a sign of weakness that the Department of Justice continues to play this game because they're playing this game on Donald Trump's playing field when they could change everything by simply beginning to indict folk for the crimes they committed. I do think the congressional, the J6 criminal referrals will actually help on that front.
Well, okay. So tell us what's happening now. The DOJ has gained access to all these Trump documents, obviously, right? The special master has officially been, that was ordered has officially been dismissed. So what does that mean? What's happening now? So the DOJ now has access to all these documents. The delay didn't work. Now what's happening?
So what that means is the decks have been cleared for Jack Smith to break into a justice sprint, right? There is no longer anything holding them back from using all of the documents that were seized from Mar-a-Lago in furtherance of criminal charges against Trump. And Steph, not only Trump, because we know Trump didn't load up boxes, ship them to Mar-a-Lago, unload them, put them wherever it was he was trying to hide them. This is going to be a conspiracy indictment. It's going to be Donald Trump and others that assisted him in this crime. Those are co-conspirators. And you know what? That is a challenging investigation. And that's what I think Jack Smith is probably trying to get his arms around as quickly as he can.
So speaking of associates, so obviously the breaking news this morning is that sources are saying four more Trump associates are in the criminal referral hot seat by the J6 committee. Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Jeffrey Clark, Rudy Giuliani. I can't remember, Glenn, if you were in the, you know, yes, it's good to make a criminal referral from the J6 committee or it's not or it doesn't matter. What do you think?
Well, first of all, it's a co-equal branch of government that has done an exhaustive and pretty remarkable investigation on the Trump-launched attack on our democracy, interviewed more than 1,000 witnesses, collected up more than 1 million documents, and now they're putting a report together that's going to assimilate it all and show the American people, not just the Department of Justice, the crimes that have been committed. You know, DOJ can't ignore it. They won't be bound by it. They will beat their chest and say, we're proud of our independent prosecutorial discretion. Thank you very much, Congress. But it's going to be important. And I believe it has to move the needle, Steph, because if we see all of the evidence of the crimes that have been committed, you know, DOJ will see it. And I think DOJ will have to act.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the evidence is so overwhelming, Glenn, that they can't just say, oh, well, but, you know, it's not doesn't rise to it. Of course, it rises to a criminal referral. I mean, I think that train has already left the station about, oh, it's going to make it political. In what world is it not political that a former president tried to overthrow the government of the United States? Right.
It's all political. And here's what I'll say. You know, I've said this before. The chief of the J6 investigative team, Tim Heafey, former RICO prosecutor that I worked with for years, one of the best RICO prosecutors we've had at the Department of Justice. He hired a whole team of former federal prosecutors to conduct the J6 investigation. After we conduct an investigation, Steph, as prosecutors, we put together what's called a CIM, a case impression memo. That is a soup to nuts overview of all of the evidence, all of the law, and it concludes with a recommendation to indict or don't indict. This is what we are about to see. A case impression memo. Some people call it a prosecution report. That's what the J6 committee is about to deliver to us. And I think it's going to be really important.
Yeah. Okay. So I know it's hard to keep all these straight, but so this is the civil lawsuit against the president over J6. Trump's lawyers argue he should be immune from liability in regards to the three civil lawsuits about January 6th. As we know, a federal judge has ruled that it could move forward. Trump's lawyers say Trump's remarks at the Stop the Steal rally were safeguarded by ironclad presidential immunity as it relates to speech making. Is that a thing, Glenn? Is that?
No, I think you could scour the case law for the ironclad presidential immunity doctrine and you wouldn't find it. Listen, it is not, if a president is acting within the scope of his official duties, then he will enjoy some immunity. Launching an attack on the Capitol to stop your opponent's election win is not one of the official duties of a president. And that's why the courts, the judges have basically thrown out this claim.
Yeah. You said something interesting in a tweet. You said Trump's pronouncement that the Constitution should be terminated indisputably and beyond a reasonable doubt proves his criminal intent. Will they be able to use that legally? Because that does seem true. He, you know,
everything he posts, I would slap a government exhibit sticker on it and I would introduce it to the jury as evidence of Donald Trump's crimes or as evidence of his corrupt intent, his criminal mens rea, his guilty state of mind. Listen, he said basically, I want to be reinstalled as president, so I am willing to advocate terminating, his word, we didn't make that up, terminating the Constitution. If that doesn't scream out what his intent has been all along, I don't know what does.
Yeah. Which different countries am I thinking? Germany, and there's another one where they just they tried to overthrow the government, right wing coup. Right, and they arrested them right away.
Peru, yeah.
Yeah, they arrested them right away in jail. Okay, I'm just, you know. just a point of order. You also tweeted about New York case. You said New York jury convicts Trump Organization on all counts. Two important takeaways. One, this likely spells the end of the Trump Organization. Two, this increases the odds of a New York prosecution of Trump himself, given that the prosecution argued evidence shows Trump explicitly okayed tax fraud. Explain that, because why, given all that, why didn't they make him a target in the first place? Of course he knew. It's the Trump Organization.
It's inexplicable, Steph, because there are two data points that basically prove conclusively Donald Trump should have been criminally charged as part of the Trump Org prosecution. First of all, Pomerantz and Dunn, the two prosecutors from the DA's office who had been involved in investigating Donald Trump, made a recommendation to District Attorney Alvin Bragg, boss, we have enough evidence to indict, we have enough evidence to convict. And Alvin Bragg killed the investigation and only let the case proceed against Trump Org and against Alan Weisselberg, Trump's longtime chief financial officer. And then in closing arguments at the Trump Org case, the prosecutor argued, and I quote, the evidence shows that Donald Trump explicitly okayed tax fraud. If that's what the evidence proved, Donald Trump should have been a defendant. Now, there's a little bit of hope because we know that Alvin Bragg just hired yet another prosecutor, this Matthew Colangelo guy, who is supposed to be top notch, came from the Department of Justice before that. He was with Tish James' office investigating Trump. And listen, all of these hires, Steph, Colangelo, Thomas Wyndham, the national security and terrorism prosecutor that was brought on at DOJ to get after Trump, Jack Smith, all of these people are being brought to the table because there will be prosecutions of Donald Trump, not because there will be no prosecutions of Donald Trump.
The start, you know, the restarting or whatever it is of the Stormy Daniels, the individual one case. I mean, as you always say, let's take the maiden legal voyage. And apparently Alvin Bragg needed Alvin Bragg to take the other maiden legal voyage. I don't know. I mean, I don't care how we get to justice with Alvin Bragg as long as we do, right? I mean, it seems, like you say, a little convoluted how we're getting here in terms of, you know, going at the target, right?
Yeah, Bragg has lost my confidence. I think he's lost the confidence of the people of New York. And I saw him pop up on MSNBC, and boy, he said nothing to restore even a little bit of my faith in him. So now the only thing I'm going to be convinced by is a New York indictment of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, you summed up the week. You said yesterday was a good day, Senator Warnock, a win for decency and competence in government. Trump Organization convictions, a win for the rule of law. J6 committee criminal referrals to the DOJ, a win for accountability. All in all, a good week for us, for democracy, for America, a bad week for Donald Trump. It's weird how whenever it's a good week for America, it seems like it's a bad week for Trump, doesn't it?
Go figure. Maybe he's an enemy of the state.
Maybe. Look at you. You just... I just make them say crazy things. All right. Love you, Glenn Kirshner. See you next week.
Love you, Steph. See you guys.
Thanks, Glenn.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the greatest Cozy Earth story ever. The greatest story in the world.
Oh?
I sent Cozy Earth pajamas to Lily Tomlin and Jane Wagner to say thank you for a fantastic dinner party.
And you heard from them?
At their house. And, okay, I didn't hear.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
So they didn't know who it was from.
But now...
Who got the address to our house.
But they love them. They love them.
Good.
And, I'm telling you, you will be a gift-giving hero. Everybody loves Cozy Earth sheets or pajamas. They are so soft, so luxurious. Right? I'm like, what do you get for fancy people like that? Fancy pajamas or sheets, Cozy Earth, Oprah's favorite things list 4 years in a row. You cannot go wrong. Oh, thank God. He was like, oh, thank God the mystery solved. He's like, I even called the company trying to figure it out.
Whew.
I swear I put Merry Christmas Comedy Moms. I called them my Comedy Moms. I swear I put that in there.
That could have been from like 25 different female
comedians.
Maybe
they were so excited they ripped it off of the card and went flying.
They are probably listening to this right now in their Cozy Earth pajamas.
Yes.
All cuddled up together.
All cozy.
Yes.
Like
listening
two little
to this.
Bugs in a rug.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You too can be a gift-giving hero. Go to CozyEarth.com. Oh my God, the best, the softest, the most luxurious sheets and jammies. They are made from bamboo. from viscose, from bamboo.
Highly sustainable.
They're highly sustainable and temperature regulating. Thanks for asking. Uh-huh. Okay. Save 40% right now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, this holiday offer ends soon. That's a lot of fanciness for a fantastic price. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Stephanie at checkout. Save 40%. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
I think you are filth. I think you are scum.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. Well, I just cannot say enough about the reaction you get when you send Omaha Steaks. My girlfriend, who is a carnivorous beast, loved the filet mignons and the burgers and the chicken. My sister just asked for Omaha Steaks. Not kidding. I went to stay with her. Here's the thing. It's kind of for me, too, because I'm going to send it to her as a thank you for Thanksgiving. I'm going to go back at Christmas and eat it.
Yeah.
It's an experience. It's not just something you give somebody. It's an experience you can do together. You will not believe the amount of food, the quality of the food, and the price you get. The steak expert at Omaha Steaks have put together a specially curated gift package. It'll make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use the code Stephanie at checkout. You get an additional $30 off your order. You get the butcher's cut filet mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, scalloped potatoes, caramel apple tartlets. Order today knowing you're getting the very best. OmahaSteaks.com, 50% off site-wide with the promo code Stephanie at checkout for that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself. Sir parties a lot. He begins...
Irma Gerd, Free Speech TV. It's the last day of the fund drive.
That's right.
Check this out. Frontline funders, Brenda in Texas. Hi, Andrew in San Diego. We're so inspired by everyone's, what they've already donated, that they're putting up a surprise $10,000 match for the final day today.
Uh-huh. What?
That's on top of the match we already have.
Whoa.
Now is the time you can triple your impact to get us to the finish line. And as soon as we cross it, we unlock an extra $10,000 for Free Speech TV. Right now is the time.
Yes.
Freespeech.org.
It all helps keep us on the air and free of corporate influence.
Please, right before the holidays, I'm just the little match girl. Please. I blew out the match. Please give now.
Is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by a super cool holiday gift, Masterclass.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's super excited about this. Everybody loves Masterclass. 180 classes right now. They're always adding new people. Anything you've ever wanted to know about or learn about. Oh, now that Chris LaVoy has been identified in the press today as a high-powered radio executive.
Uh-huh.
He's going to move to the next level, Travis, and leave us behind. He's taking a Bob Iger class.
That's right.
Masterclass.
Yeah.
He's going to be running a studio.
That's what executives
learn
do.
How to executive.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. You can these cinematic on-demand videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. You can watch from your phone, tablet, living room. Just listen in audio on the go mode. Mm-hmm. I do that sometimes when I'm a hiking. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do. Masterclass membership. You get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie. That is masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply. 54 minutes after the hour, we have Ali Velshi, John Fugelsang, Frangela, all coming up on the
full
big
show.
On the big show. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, love tweets from yesterday's comedy legend Margaret Cho Day.
Mm-hmm.
Will said, Margaret Cho used to teach Sunday school. Learning that on the Stephanie Miller Show was... There are things you cannot learn anywhere
that
else.
That was unexpected.
I assume she taught the filthiest Sunday school class ever, but that was the funnest fact I've ever learned on my own show. Oh, pardon me. In addition to the talking about sex and space that we had yesterday, because they're sending an all-female crew, so there won't be any sex.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think they thought this all the way through. Nikki says, I never thought about astronauts having weightless sex in space until I heard it on the Stephanie Miller Show. We do cover everything in science and elsewhere here on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm just saying it makes women hot if we don't have to worry about our weight. I'm just saying weightlessness. It's a big turn on. There's going to be sex. And then Rude Pundit with the rudest tweet ever. He said, I mean, if you want floating globs in space, have at it. That was disgusting. And somebody's going to name their band that, Floating.
J-I.
Floating globs in space.
Yeah.
These things
kind of like moving independent of each other.
Like slow motion. It'd be fantastic.
No. I think it would be weird.
That's weird.
Okay, Richie Torres tweeted, the Florida lawmaker behind the Don't Say Gay bill has been indicted on wire fraud and money laundering charges. He is every bit as fraudulent as his legislation. I feel like it's a good week for love. Good week for love, Trump's hate. Don't you think?
Sure.
Brittany's home. Marriage equality passed. It is okay. Oh, by the way, Rachel Bitticoffer said, thanks to the leadership of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, marriage equality will be the law of the land and not subject to the whims of the Republican Party's right-stripping Supreme Court. Equality wins. I saw this one. What's her name? I don't know if we got that soundbite, but Brian Tyler Cohen said, holy, a Republican just started crying on the floor of Congress, begging them to vote against. Begging them to vote against protecting marriage equality. Elizabeth tweeted, imagine crying because you want to deny other human beings the right to marry who they love.
Right. That bill had absolutely nothing to do with this woman.
I know.
I'll tell you my priority. Protect religious liberty. Protect people of faith. And protect Americans who believe in the true meaning of marriage. I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided and this dangerous bill. And I yield back.
That bill
does
nothing to ruin her faith.
Oh my God.
But that bill will ruin...
She's crying about people having the same right she has to marry who she loves.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This party is just awful.
If her faith is going to be ruined by a bill like this, her faith isn't strong.
Yeah, not much of a faith. Okay. Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hey, just a quick joke. What does Kyrsten Sinema and a limp penis have in common?
What's that?
They're both useless.
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody get it out of your system. Our whole first segment was me getting it out of my
craw
system.
It was in
getting
your craw.
Getting cinema out of my system. Yeah. Yes. Hey, we have America's Newsman coming up.
Yes,
and my personal comedy, Jesus, all in this hour. John Fugelsang and Ali Velshi coming up.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for